Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help others gain belief and build certainty within themselves. So I am super excited to introduce Christine Ray. Now, Christine is president and CEO of CSP International Staging Business Training Academy. Now, her first sales work experience was selling Avon door-to-door in Yorkshire, England, where she was born. And over her 40-plus year career, Christine has built and managed a $10 million operation for someone else before launching her own very successful real estate staging business. And during the infancy of the service, she realized what the talented people who wanted to do work as stagers didn't know how to do was build a business. So she wrote and developed the curriculum for the Certified Staging Professional Program. And she went on to add continuing education, tools, and support for the students of the academy, authored many books, including Home Staging for Dummies, and has the only staging magazine in the world. Well, welcome, Christine. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks very much for inviting me. It's exciting to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping real estate staging professionals become their own bosses and build their own businesses. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing. So Christine, top of my mind here is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business?
Well, the tipping point was that the business that I had built for somebody else was sold from underneath me. Wow. I was the last person to know about it.
Oh my gosh.
And so I became unemployed.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Oh, goodness.
So after 25 years of working with someone or for someone and making them a lot of money, building a nice career for myself, but I was let go without a pension and without any prior indication. So it sort of knocked the socks off me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can only imagine.
So the motivation to move forward then was to replace income.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Everybody has a mortgage. We have bills to pay. I had, in those 25 years, soldiered through, leaving a husband with a single mom, 17 years a single mom, found a second husband, and a couple of years into that relationship, the job disappeared. So that was the motivation,
mm-hmm. Right?
To start my own business.
Right. And obviously you had a wealth of experience in building a business for somebody else. And so it was a matter of just learning probably a few new skills. So how long have you had your own staging business, the training academy, and has your business mission or vision evolved at all during that time?
Oh, very definitely. I would honestly say to you, you know, the time that I had lost my job, it was 2 days after I turned 50. So I was struggling with woman, executive, unemployed, 50 years old, who's going to hire me? Didn't matter what I knew, you still had a lack of self-worth. Mm. And that was the struggle more often than not. like I said, the motivation was I got to make money. How am I going to do that? And the thought of having to interview for a job that was less than what I'd already had just was not a stimulant of every day. And I felt the best way to control that and to at least rebuild my own confidence was to manage that process by having a business of my own. I honestly did not set out to set the world on fire. It was simply, I need to make money. How can I make money? What skills do I have? And I didn't want to be in the industry that I'd been in. So that was also another challenge.
Okay.
Because I was offered a partnership in a similar business with another woman. It just did not appeal to me to do that. So it was literally a complete 360 to say, you know, if I'm going to have a business, what will it be? And doing an evaluation, I mean, today I would say do a SWOT analysis and look at what your strengths are. I did go through career, you know, what did they do? Sort of like an outplacement service. And they ran all kinds of tests and told me I would absolutely be abysmal at having my own business.
Oh, no. Well, I guess you proved them wrong.
Well, I think it's interesting that people always want to rain on your parade.
Oh, yes. That's a common thing. I don't know whether they just want to keep you safe or whether they want to feel better in the doing of it. But nevertheless, the end result is it doesn't help us launch a business when that's happening.
No, not at all.
So when you started your Staging Business Training Academy, how long ago was that?
Well, first I started my own decorating business.
Okay.
I sort of like have a skill set, not a trained skill set, but I was the go-to person in the family when people had decorating challenges. They would say, can you help me? Okay. So I'm like, okay, maybe I can do that for other people. Because I had been in business before, I also know you need multiple streams of income when you start off before you develop your brand and your expertise and know where, you know, your best profits will come from. Be like, okay, so one of the six services that I decided to sell was real estate staging, and it was an unknown entity. I honestly thought I'd made it up. I don't know where I got the words from. I don't know. I call it divine intervention. And I had a real estate agent in my first sort of networking group who said, what is that? You know, would you like to talk to my office about it? And that forced me to then find out what it was and try to put some structure around what I was going to present.
Interesting.
And it was at a time that was in 2001, early 2001, that there just wasn't an industry. It was brand new. People looked at me strangely, but, you know, somebody along the line gives me a job. And that next 5 years was building a staging business, had teams, much like a brokerage would work in a real estate facility. And through that journey, I realized when I would meet with other people who were thinking about getting in the industry or other decorators, I'd go to a convention. They're like, oh yeah, I was thinking about doing this, but how could you make money? I'm like, okay. So they don't know how to build the business.
Right.
So from around about 2005, I started the curriculum then and built the program.
I see.
I started with one class and then developed continuing ed and developed it into a school from there.
Interesting. Yeah. So you really tuned into what, you know, what people were saying and listening to, where their limiters were, not only within their self-belief, but obviously within their own skill set to take maybe an interest and a talent into a business, and having your vast experience within building a business, that was something that you could bridge that gap with. So that,
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
I love that. That's great. It just, you know, things unroll and present themselves. And in the moment, it doesn't always seem like the perfect next step, but in listening to you, it sounds like, oh, things just rolled out in front of you perfectly, but that's probably not the case, I'm guessing. So were there any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yeah, many, I think.
And you know, when I referenced the lack of self-worth as one in the very beginning, when you lost, you know, your executive role in that business, but you were building a decorating business and then transitioned into building your real estate staging business, and then now this training business. But I'm guessing the lack of self-worth probably faded away early on in this entrepreneurial pursuit.
Oh yeah, I think it was a temporary blip. I mean, when you go through an event like losing your job that you are good at, and it's natural. It's just like, you know, really strong women who go through a divorce, all of us, or find out their husband's having an affair. It's self-worth that it's like, what have I done? And then all of a sudden you're like, hang on a minute, I'm good. It's not me that's got the problem. It's the other person. So it's their loss, my gain. You know, it didn't take very long, but somebody just asked me this a couple of weeks ago. And I'm like, I really don't stop to think, what if this doesn't work? I think that is definitely been one of the advantages, because it was a whole industry, and the biggest roadblock are real estate agents. They're our target market, and they are our biggest challenge.
Interesting.
From two perspectives. They think of it as a decorating service as opposed to a marketing service. And a lot of them are women. The industry is populated by women, and they think they can do it themselves because it's a decorating service. And it's completely not. So our biggest hurdle is to teach the real estate agents the value of the service as it relates not just to their seller, but also to themselves in their own business and how it's going to help them.
Right. So they bring more value to their sellers, as well as help their sellers sell their house.
Correct. So,
yeah, no, I understand that. That's an interesting thing to realize, that your ideal client is also your challenge. So, but yeah, it comes down to being able to clearly convey the message that allows them that aha moment where all the pieces suddenly make perfect sense. So, yeah. And obviously, Christine, you are an expert at helping others do what you've already done for yourself, and that is to build a thriving real estate staging business, which no doubt includes being, you know, proficient at selling. But I'm curious, even though that's no doubt part of what you help others gain, you know, specifically these professional staging people, to build their business, has selling presented any challenges or frustrations for you in growing your business?
Yeah, I mean, I think sales, no matter how proficient you are and how big or small you are, sales is always a challenge. I always look at it as a game. I have a friend in California who looks at it as a baseball game, and not that I ever played it, but I think it's a great visual. You know, if you are the entrepreneur, you are up to bat. And if you know there's a playing field that you have to get around, it's instead of when people are new in sales, you know, they think they have to get the home run right with the first strike of the bat. It's conveying that. And so for me, in order to grow my own school business, I had to hire people to take over that role. So as the entrepreneur, you don't want to relinquish the things that you feel you're the best at. And yet, in order to grow a business, you have to have staff.
Right. So you,
right? And so you
build your business, right?
That's right. You know, so teaching them, giving them scripts, handing it over, and then not seeing the results that you want or that you believe are possible. And it doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. As you know, you're in that business just all the time. You're constantly training or retraining, because they forget and they go back to their natural way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting, because so many entrepreneurs, solopreneurs do get to that point where, okay, I am holding myself back by controlling all of these activities. And so one of the first things that starts being delegated, or maybe the back of the office, the, you know, the administrative side of things. And then secondly, or maybe a little bit further down the list, is the actual client enrollment or the sale process, the selling process. And so you have reached that level. And so how many salespeople do you currently have on your team?
I have four.
Four, okay. And you have hired these based on their experience and previous track record and that kind of thing. But I think what's interesting to bring to light here is that you became very proficient at selling and hired others and gave them the script and what was working for you. And there's still this striving to increase conversion rate and increase follow through and okay, what is the life cycle? What's in the pipeline? So now you're managing this sales team who, you know, have these skills. So that's, you know, extremely interesting to hear this next level of business development isn't necessarily, okay, check that off the list, got sales locked and loaded. We're good there. It's a constant area that requires focus, it sounds like.
It is. And I think, you know, entrepreneurs as a whole, we should call them solopreneurs, right? They, they want to have a business, but they are not really realizing how much work it is to build a business and what's involved. And if you look at it like a pie, the talent that you have and want to take to a business is only one slice of the pie. It is a job within the company that you're building. It never ceases to amaze me that people who want to be successful will still try to, you know, build their own website and do their own social media when it's clearly not their skill set. Mm-hmm. But they look at it as, I'm saving money, or I can't afford. That's another thing I hear all the time. I can't afford to hire somebody to do this until I actually make some money. And I'm like, well, you won't make money until you get this done, right? It's just, you know, it's the chicken and egg situation.
Right. That's very interesting. And I'm just gathering that, you know, based on the fact we have just been through, you know, this pandemic, which has had, at least here in Colorado, especially in some of the mountain communities, just this huge real estate frenzy going on. You know, the market has just spiked like crazy. And so I'm guessing that there has been, you know, a big impact that the pandemic has created on the business or the training that you provide. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, again, I think it's interesting in terms of mindset of people. I think mindset and prosperity consciousness are the at least 20% of your success. And your mindset of a year ago, March, was the real estate market is going to crash because the pandemic ground everything to a halt for about 30 days. Yes, people who were in the transition point of pursuing the sale of a property or the purchase of a property that was allowed. And during that 1 month where everybody in the world was standing still, that negativity came through. It's like, oh my God, we'll never recover and it's going to take forever and blah, blah, blah. And the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. And by the end of December of 2020, people were recording their best years ever in real estate and in staging. So it did create that particular frenzy for purchase, the challenge, of course, being lack of inventory, people not moving as quickly and rapidly or as maybe they would in the past. And that created, of course, another opportunity for gents to improve the houses that they lived in. Mm-hmm. And it also created a situation for people to sit and look and say, am I happy that I'm doing? And maybe I will pursue being a stager. And how can I do that now?
Right.
Right. And because nobody's traveling and we're transitioned to teaching online, it has had a positive impact on my business.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely understand that.
You know, you asked earlier about what would be a roadblock. And one of the roadblocks in my industry is that it is a non-regulated industry working within the regulated industry of real estate. So what that means is there's actually no requirement for training or competence or insurance, there's no regulations, then any experienced real estate lawyer will tell you, you know, that's a situation that puts home buyers and sellers at risk.
Okay.
And it's very similar to the home inspection industry. It is also a non-regulated industry.
Interesting.
And yet real estate agents and sellers accept the home inspection as being a crucial element of getting property sold and purchased.
Right. Yeah.
This service that we are providing as stagers is as important. So that is a hurdle, getting that message across.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. Like you said, it's really part of the whole marketing quadrant and increasing the value for a specific agent, you know, what they're bringing to their seller as far as what all they offer, as far as being that agent. So yeah, it definitely, I can see how the pandemic, you know, the spike on the business, the market has really created an awareness, a heightened awareness for this work that you do. And, you know, I'm curious, can you share a little bit more specifically how you do work with real estate staging professionals who do want to finally start and own their own business? Can you, like I said, share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Well, my approach, because I think I came from the corporate world, I also went to an all-girls school all my life. So I wore a uniform and, you know, was used to the discipline. Moving into a corporation that was a world leader, I was astounded that this very important step of getting real estate sold, and when you look at it, you think 60% of a person's wealth is tied up in the real estate that they own.
Right.
Then I was astounded to find that there is no requirement for training or competence. Competence, think about that. There's no requirement for competence. It's just like, oh, I think I'll be a stager. And it totally goes against everything that I stand for. So starting the school, it was creating an industry that didn't exist, creating a code of conduct, best business practices. We have two-tier certification, which is outstanding in our industry where nobody cares. It means that I have examinations for the students, but I also measure their skill sets to be able to produce an outstanding product. And some people say to me, you know, I want to be the hallmark for the industry. And some people say to me, you know, I've sort of complicated it beyond belief, but it's like, no, these are proprietary processes that will really help sell that property.
Right.
100% of people are looking at photographs. So you have to stage for the photograph first.
Right.
And it's different than being in person.
Interesting. Yeah. And like you said, you've created these specific processes that are designed for others to be able to just simply step into. And, you know, that's the whole beauty of working with somebody who has walked the walk before you, is that it greatly shortens that ramp up period to where they've gone from being a stager to then running a highly effective business.
Yeah, when I look at people who I taught, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and they are running really outstanding, exemplary businesses. They have their kids working for them now. Their husbands have retired and they've come in as business managers. You know, it's just astounding. And yet we are still in the chrysalis stage of development as an industry.
Interesting.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can find out all the information on our website, which is stagingtraining.com.
Okay.
Easy stagingtraining.com. Yeah.
Good. And are you running these curriculums in, like, are there certain specific start dates for the training, or is it ongoing?
I teach it live, because I think it's important to have that interaction and get to know the person themselves, the student themselves. So I'm actually starting tonight a 10-week, 3-hour a night session. And then I teach Saturdays, 10:30 to 6 o'clock for 4 Saturdays in a row. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how you want to, you know, learn slowly over time. But there, we have a calendar on our website, and we have all the support continuing ed to the industry, not just the core training for business, but the skill development components as well.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, no, that's excellent. So this is live training as well as other resources that they tap into in order to gain this. Now, is it a certification that they receive through your process?
Well, they earn a certification. It's a two-tier certification process. So they do take exams that measure their knowledge, mm-hmm. and they do work assignments in a vacant property as well as an occupied property, where I measure their actual skill set to be able to do that.
Oh,
and, you know, then when they go into the field, they have to send me their first three jobs to be able to get their second tier of certification as an expert.
I see. Okay, great. Well, it sounds like you have a very thorough process that definitely creates an excellence. And so again, your website is stagingtraining.com, correct?
Correct.
All right, fantastic. Well, Christine, you've already shared such great golden nuggets of wisdom during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business or businesses, I should say, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
My favorite quote is, "The thing always happens that you really believe in, and it's the belief in the thing that makes it happen." And that was Frank Lloyd Wright. So it's like, if you're frustrated, my mom always said, when you're pointing a finger, three point back, take a look at what is causing the frustration. It's usually not external, it's internal. And once you isolate what the problem is, you'll be able to fix it. Because if this is something that you want to do, well, no matter what that is, make apple pies and be the best in the world, it can be so. Like, you're never given a thought without the ability to follow through. You just have to find the way, because all things are possible.
Right. Ah, that's great. And then that really ties back to your zone of genius, which, as I recall, your zone of genius is your ability to help others gain belief and build certainty within themselves. So it stands to reason that quote from Frank Lloyd Wright really resonates. So yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing that wise sage advice with our listeners. And yeah, Christine, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your successful career in corporate, where without even having the awareness that your job was ending, it was pulled out from underneath you, and obviously took you a while to regroup yourself. But from there, you just put your head down, set your vision. Okay, I'm going to get this done. But things unfolded in a way to where you're now providing this incredible training, business training to those in the staging business to help them become business owners and build thriving businesses for themselves in the real estate staging business. So I really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
And thank you for the invite.
And again, for our listeners, you can reach Christine Ray through her website, and that is stagingtraining.com. And be sure to go all in and take a look at everything that she's created, because she is working at a very high level of excellence that she's really forging the way in a new industry. It's very admirable and very inspirational. So thank you again, Christine, for sharing your story.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel that confidence and excitement about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Christine Ray. And as always, here's to your success.